You watching the big game tonight? There's a big game tonight.
Is it really?
Hmm.
Huh. I'm going to go see Christopher Paul Stelling.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can I talk about the Jayhawks?
Do I have a choice?
This is actually the band. You know what the Jayhawk name comes from? The band and all. They were guerrilla freedom fighters during the Civil War. They
fought, interesting.
Fought for Kansas to be a free state.
Huh.
Yeah, that's where the name comes from.
All right. You know what we ought to do?
Mm.
We ought to play some music.
Oh, I got it. Just a second. My allergies have just been crushing me. I hear coffee helps.
Just so you all know, when Robin lifts his cup to his lips, the cup facing me says, "I wish I were dead."
Anyway, they first formed like more than 30 years ago in the mid-80s and made a name for themselves making folk country rock, sort of like Uncle Tupelo or Wilco. They've had some breaks on and off over the years, but they last reunited in 2014, and they're back together now. They announced recently that they were working on a new record with Peter Buck of REM, the guitarist of REM, producing the record. And now we finally have some music from it. The record's called Paging Mr. Proust. And much of this record is exactly what, if you've listened to Jayhawks in the past, it's exactly what you would expect. Very country, folky flavor. And then there is this one song on the record that I want to play. It's called Ace.
Thank you.
I could not tell. I liked it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell what was so upside down about it.
Well, first of all, that guitar noise I thought was great.
Yeah.
As much as I love melody, I love guitar solos that are really just a lot of orchestrated noise. Also, I love what they do with the train loop, the sound of the trains rattling along. I grew up in a rural community surrounded by train tracks on all four sides and would go to sleep every night listening to the trains rattling and drifting off to the rhythm and screech of the trains and the horns. How many chords do you think were in that song? How many chords?
One, maybe.
One for the most part.
Yeah.
With a little extra bonus chord thrown in.
About
basically two chords, through that whole song. Well, Gary Loris said that he built this song around the train sounds and then also around this drum machine called the Rhythm Ace drum machine from the 1970s, which is why the song is called Ace, from that drum machine. But he said he was determined to write a two-chord song that was all about sex and love. This was all done in one take, one live take with the band. The full version, that was about 5.5 minutes. You notice it faded out there. Mm-hmm. But the full version, he said, is well over 11 minutes. They just got into the zone with it and didn't want it to end. But I love that song. The Jayhawks, Ace is the song from their record Paging Mr. Proust.
Remind me
or
a
Proust,
little bit.
Whichever.
Reminded me a little of a Wilco. I can hear Jeff
totally.
Tweedy, who is also fascinated with trains. His dad used to play train records and stuff around
oh, cool.
the house. Yeah.
Yeah. That is the Jayhawks record is out April 29th.
You know Margaret Glaspy yet? Can I turn you on to her?
Yeah, I don't know Margaret Glaspy.
She's a singer-songwriter I tried a lot to see in Austin and missed. Mm. And then when I came home to Washington, D.C., there she was playing at the 9:30 Club, so I ran and saw her. And
I thought you were going to stay in your living room or something, and I thought, wow, that's really creepy.
We'll go to
come
the
home.
Can I come in? just one song, Mr. Boylan?
All right, just the one.
Yeah, well, let me play this. It's a debut for you. She's got her debut album coming out. The debut album is called Emotions and Math, and I'm going to play the title track from it. I think you'll like this a lot.
When I got you by my side, everything's all right. It's just when you're gone, I start to snooze the alarm, 'cause I stay up until 4 in the morning. Counting all the days to your back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotion. And I start losing control without a warning. Counting all the days till you're back, shivering in an ice cold bath of emotions and math. I've got to get out of this tree, off of this limb. I'm a woman acting like a kid, a skinny mess that's breathless from telling you all of the things that I'm going
I'm not just saying this to try to save face. I actually do know Margaret Glasby. I do know her. Because we heard a song of hers, or maybe a couple songs of hers, in that batch of stuff Absolutely. We listened to before going to Austin, and I actually gave her 4 stars. And I got to see her when I'm down there too. But yeah, it never worked out for me either.
Well, we'll bring her in, have her do a tiny
That's
desk.
That's the only logical next step. Yeah.
Margaret Glasby's record comes out in June. Emotions of Math. She wrote, told me, she said, it feels like both emotions and math swirl inside humans to make for life as we know it. And I figure that, if anything, might be a good chunk of your philosophy, Robin Hilton.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. The album comes out June 17th on ATO, debut record. Really looking forward to it. Great, great songwriter.
I hope we do have her in for a tiny desk. That would be a good one.
I bet you do it.
You know who I'd like to have in for a tiny desk? Weezer. I would love to have Weezer come in and do a tiny desk. If ever there was any doubt about whether or not this band is back, you know, they released...
Are you doing another Weezer track?
I'm serious. Last, you know, a year and a half ago, they put out this record that was my favorite record of the year called Everything
That's
Will Be
true.
All Right in the End. And I thought, and a number of other people thought too, like, wow, this band is real. This is as good as anything they've done. This is like early Weezer. It's awesome. And but, you know, I thought, I don't know what else they've got in them at this point. And now, less than a year and a half later, they're back with another self-titled record, but the cover's white, so this will forever be known as their white album. You know, their first one was the blue album. You know, it's kind of a concept record for Weezer. It's meant to capture, the songs on it are meant to capture the spirit and the sound of classic beach music, beach pop and rock. It's heavily inspired by like the mid-60s Beach Boys, particularly the harmonies, and you'll totally hear that on this song from the Weezer record. It is called Endless Bummer. Hey, hey.
Trying to pretend. She told me to follow the rules. Not all 19-year-olds are cool. I'm all alone. Because I'm OCD. We'll be right back.
That's a sentiment I can get behind. I just want the summer to end.
Yes, you're a big fan of that.
She's like around this time of year, you know, when like the first time it gets over maybe 80 degrees, I'm already sick of summer and it hasn't even started yet. But he's here really talking about the way a girl has broken his heart and left in the field. I love Rivers Cuomo. I just think has the greatest sense of humor in his music. He says one of the lines in here. He says, "I'm all alone at night, dreaming about my life. She was too fast for me. I count my steps because I'm OCD." Just the idea that you can't keep up with someone because you're too busy counting every single step that you take. But I'm just so excited. I know I talk about Weezer a lot and play their music a lot, but I'm just so excited with the streak that this band is on right now. It is so hard to hit the reset button when you're a band that's been making music for 20 plus years like they have. And, you know, you've lost a lot of fans over the years because you tried different things. Mm-hmm. And to hit the reset button like this and find some of that magic that you had in the earliest days of making music, I think is really hard. But I think they've done it. I've even heard diehard early Weezer fans say that they love this new stuff. So
when's this thing come out?
It is out. It just came out last week, and another one of their self-titled records. This one's White, so the White Album. Weezer.
The other White Album.
Yeah. And that song was Endless Bummer.
Take off on the Beach Boys double record Greatest Hits called Endless Summer.
Endless Summer, yep.
But also the name of a famous surf movie from the mid-60s called The Endless Summer. In this case,
you are quite old, so I will believe you on that.
Well, you're the one playing old songs and old music today by old bands, and I've got yet another debut.
I didn't know the surf movie. Yeah. I have to plead guilty to that. I did not know.
Any picture you've ever seen of like deep sunset and a surfboard, it's all owes itself to that movie. Let's just take a quick break, catch your breath, and we'll be right back.
Support for All Songs Considered comes from FreshBooks, dead simple cloud accounting software purpose-built for freelancers. Join over 5 million FreshBooks users who effortlessly create and send invoices in seconds with no formulas, formatting, or fuss. To try FreshBooks free for 30 days, go to freshbooks.com/allsongs and select All Songs in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
I'm going to play another debut. I got a band. This is from a debut album by the band OPEP. You heard me screaming about and jumping up and down about OPEP when I came back from Nashville. The band wrote to me to tell me, because I really like this song. It's called Doctor Doctor. And they wrote to me and said, this song was a really quick write. They said they were singing a song about knowing what you want, although it's not what you need. And it rang too true for both of them, both Olivia and Pep, the O, Pep, the two of them. So I'll play this song called Doctor Doctor.
Did I push it too much? Oh, not enough. When did I start losing touch? When did you start giving up? 'Cause I'm standing here. The light.
9 months till the deadline, and 9 weeks to make up your mind. Once you decide, there's no room for doubt. Every minute of your life to figure it out.
Yeah, that's life in a nutshell right there.
That's OPEP. The song's called Doctor Doctor. And the record is called Stadium Cake. Now, I didn't know it, so I looked it up, right?
What is Stadium Cake?
Well, I looked it up, and there were, like, the most incredible pictures of cakes in the precise shape and decoration of famous stadiums around the world. I mean, it was just, I never saw anything like it, but I thought, did they really name their record for a stadium cake? That just didn't seem right. So I wrote to them and asked, well, what it was is that Olivia, the singer, about 6 years ago when they were making their first EP, imagined being in a stadium in order to get her voice, like to belt it out. And when they nailed it, when she really nailed it, Mom would bring them a cake, would bake a cake.
You can't have this cake yet.
Right.
Not yet.
And they swore that when they put their first record out, that was 6 years ago, that they would name it Stadium Cake. So there you go.
That's very sweet.
It is. I'm sure it is. Maybe they can make one for you.
Yeah.
Ask Mom. That was OPEP. The album Stadium Cake comes out. Drum roll, please. I'm still looking. June 24th.
All right, June 24th.
Yeah.
I have a band called Grays. It's four guys from Toronto. They make just this intense, loud, thrashy rock that I'm just such a sucker for. They had an EP out last year, but now they're back with their first full-length record. It is called Outer Heaven. And this song, very, very cathartic. I think you'll really enjoy this.
Awesome.
It is called Blown Out.
All the friends are going. I like the fill, like the that's okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a fluke, but.
I like that sort of dun 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 too. Dun, dun, too. Yeah, I feel so much better after hearing that song.
I like the end of it.
Especially. Yeah, that drum break is what put the song over the top for me. I mean the bridge of the chorus is really good in that song too, because it takes it from just sort of straight thrashing mm-hmm. to into more melodic territory. Which, I mean, melody is so important for me. Great cut from this band Grays from the record Outer Heaven that is out on April 22nd. Like a good just punch in the stomach rock. That's a good one for you.
I'm going to do something so opposite. Sorry.
Okay.
Goretzky's Third Symphony.
Okay.
Right? Remember this in the early 90s?
Oh, I know what
90s,
you're going to do.
It's this really sorrowful, I mean, it's a proper word, and deep moving classical piece. Of, mm-hmm. And one of the most biggest selling classical music records in the last, 20 years. Colin Stetson is the saxophone player. When you watch him, you cannot believe he's a living human. What
right.
he's doing,
does I mean, that circular breathing.
He does that, and the sounds that come out of him just feel like something else is going on, but not. Mm-hmm. He is just remarkable, talented. And yeah. he heard Goretzky's music when he was going to college, and he always wanted to somehow reimagine it. And make that symphony of Goretzky's happen in his own way as a wind player. And now he's done it. And he got his sister Megan involved as a singer, a beautiful, beautiful singer. Mm. His wife Sarah Neufeld plays violin on it. They've done a number of projects together, and they are crazy out there musicians and just amazing.
Yeah.
The drummer from Liturgy is on this record. So it takes on, the record sometimes takes on a really metal feel to it. Mm-hmm. But it is just widely, beautifully imagined, taking a piece of classical music and doing it with winds and all sorts of instruments mm-hmm. that are not at all traditional. And I just think it is a magical, magical record. Now, the whole record is worth sitting down from beginning to end to listen to. I'm going to just give a taste of what
there's only like three or four.
There's three movements on the record.
Three movements, right? Yeah.
I'm going to play an extract from the third movement, Sorrow, and a reimagining of Goretzky's Symphony Number 3.
Awesome. I'm glad you're getting this on.
Yeah, I cannot stop listening to it, but I didn't know how to
where it fit. It's a strange one.
So. Stretch your mind a little out there. If your inclination is, say, where the guitar is, it's not here. Where's the words I understand? They're not here. And just try to love something else.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.